Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Week number 3 wraps up tonight in the National Football League. We're looking ahead to week number 4. It's an interesting slate. It's a good one. Now these real games are starting to settle in, real storylines. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Monday morning market moves on the NFL side. Sam, if you look ahead to this week, we've got 3 matchups that are going to be really fun to talk about. We've got 2 Monday night football games. Again, this is the week where they're going to do the overlapping thing. One starts, and then an hour later, the other one kicks off. And Sunday morning, when we're both on the air, I'm doing game day, you're doing You Better You Bet Countdown to kickoff. We're going to have football then because we've got a Dublin game, and that game is lighting up the board right now.
They are betting Minnesota out to 3 at multiple shops. MGM still 2.5. I was wondering, is there any news-related information that's leaking out? I see nothing. No injuries to note. Nothing from my favorite Twitter feed for the NFL. That's Underdog NFL. If you're not following Underdog NFL with notifications on, I don't know what you're doing. Every injury comes right to my phone. I get them all in real time. There's nothing there. The newest notification is about how bad Ja'Marr Chase has been 41 minutes ago. Nothing about anything pro-Minnesota or anti-Pittsburgh. But, man, on a Monday morning, they are firing the Dublin game from 1 to 2 to 3 at multiple books right now.
Yeah, like what is that? Is that quarterback news? What? I'm not sure. Okay, so after yesterday, like that game was funky, and you had – was Isaiah Rodgers with 2 defensive touchdowns, fumbles, picks it up, returns it the other way. I don't think there's a change on an opinion of Wentz, at least my standpoint. Yes, the final score was awesome in favor of Minnesota. It was just one of those games that got away early, and Browning was not good, and that's what has people talking now for Cincinnati. But you know who else is not good? Chase Brown. Chase Brown for the Bengals is terrible. He's been one of the worst running backs in the league. And I heard so many people that were hyping him up. You're a Illini guy, but he's been god-awful. They have no run game to speak of.
I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers has been bad. And I think it's very difficult to grade Aaron Rodgers. But who's tougher to grade right now than Minnesota?
Yeah,
you are getting spanked by the Bears for 3 quarters. J.J. McCarthy has a heroic 4th on Monday night. They win that game, then get absolutely railroaded by Atlanta, who just lost 30-0. And then you beat the Bengals 48-10 when you're starting Carson Wentz. I have no idea what Minnesota is. Not a clue. It's been 3 games, and I have no idea. Now, you know I've got them to make the playoffs. I don't feel great about that, but a couple things happened in their favor. And again, Nick and I did the show yesterday right after your show. They had a very, very surprisingly strong injury report. Darisaw, their left tackle, came back. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Van Ginkle played. Harrison Smith played. Those were guys midweek that they didn't know. They didn't know the status of. And I saw Darrisaw, like, I think Thursday was, like, questionable or doubtful. And then they get the good bill on Sunday. So that was a surprisingly good injury report for the Vikings. It wasn't the case for Cincinnati, who played without a couple of corners and then just fell behind early and got crushed. But does that mean the Vikings are good? No, it doesn't. And if the Vikings beat the Steelers, I still don't know if the Vikings are good. But look at their next two games. You play the Steelers, and then you play the Browns. And I believe both of those games, aren't they both in Europe? Because, yeah, they're in London on the 5th, too. So they play this Sunday in Dublin, and then the next week they play in London. But they could win both. Why not?
Sunday morning. Yeah. I get it. I understand it. But no, that's jumped a couple points. It opened 14.5. Now we're 16.5, 17. So where's the pushback going to come? Probably somewhere soon. Other moves?
Green Bay. Green Bay.
Yeah. Let's talk about Green Bay. That went up a couple of points. So is that CeeDee Lamb? Is that just Cowboys, you know, got smoked? Packers off a loss to the Browns. What's the thought process?
Combination of all those things. I didn't see a report on Lamb. I know he didn't return yesterday, which sucked because I was on Dallas and you knew the vertical passing game just wasn't there. I believe they said it's not a big issue long term, but that doesn't mean that he's going to play this week. Imagine what that ankle looks like today. It's always worse the next day. We'll probably learn more Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday on CeeDee Lamb. But the look-ahead number was 4. They reopened at 5.5, and now we're 6.5. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if we got to 7. Pinnacle and Chris are at 6.5 now. MGM is at 6. Limits aren't even high. I mean, you can't bet big numbers like that on Monday. You can't get down these huge bets. Who's coming in to bet Dallas at anything south of 7? I could see it at 7. You want to take them at home catching 7 Sunday night? I get it. I understand it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but from 4.5 on the look ahead to 6.5 now, whew, where does the resistance come in on Dallas? It has to be at 7. Like, no sharp guy's going to bet 6.5 on Monday. You just wait. You wait for 7. And I don't think the Green Bay money is going to stop because, oh, Green Bay's going to be upset. They got a lot to prove. Dallas can't stop anybody.
And what else? What's the other angle? There's one more big one. Micah Parsons game.
Ah, yes. Yes.
It's look, we talk about value. Numbers matter. I'll just be honest. I'm not betting Dallas. I don't care what the number gets to.
Understood.
Maybe I'll bet the total.
Dallas yesterday, I could see it for sure.
Yeah. Maybe I'll bet the total, but look, okay, so this Packers offense, which was humming, they get stonewalled against the Browns. Now they're going to face the worst defense in football right now. For my money, the worst defense in football. 1 week, Russ has given up 450 yards at home. And then the next week, Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the NFL. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, almost 300 yards against the Bears. And that wasn't supposed to happen either. So what is a pissed off Packers team going to do? And they're going to say all the right things. It's going to be for Micah, all this stuff. Man, I get why there is a big move already, a 2.5-point move. This is getting to 7. The only question, is it going past 7?
Don't know about past, but to see this move already out to 6.5 on Monday is pretty strong, no doubt. A couple other moves that I wanted to get to. Whew, Rams and the Colts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now the Colts are 3-0. I don't think we learned anything aside from Tennessee is horrible. I don't upgrade Indy off that game. I just downgrade Tennessee. Tennessee's a joke. Coaching staff, horrible. That whatever happened at the end of the first half with the field goal and the miss and the, like, horrible. Horribly coached team. That's got to change there. I don't know what Callahan is doing. I have no clue. That said, look ahead number, Rams at home against the Colts was 5. They reopened it yesterday at 4. Mm-hmm. Now 3.5 and 3. This would be the time that I would probably not bet the Colts. I don't feel good about this spot. Do you?
As David Dykstra famously said, now you're going to face a real team.
You are, for sure.
Let's see. You have not done it. Titans. You say what you want about the Broncos. No, not for me. Look at the way that they're losing these games at the end. Bo Nix is not the same version of Bo Nix that we saw last year. And then Miami's a dumpster fire. They're a joke. They're going to fire their coach at some point. They haven't faced anybody. Now you are. And now you got to do it on the road. Now, I'm not here sitting to say that the Rams have any sort of a home field, because they don't, but it is a little bit tougher going out west. Let's see. Let's see. Now you're going to also go toe-to-toe with an offense that can keep up. They haven't done that. With Devontae and Puka had a great game again. I think this is going to be a real fun one. What's the total on this one, Sam? You got it in front of you.
49. 48.5 BetMGM.
That's probably going to go up, isn't it?
I would think so. They're betting two more games. One of them I understand. They're betting Chicago. Because, you know, the Bears have the coach and quarterback now, despite being 1-2.
Well, free hot dogs Raiders for everyone. Sucked, too.
Raiders O-line is trash. And Genty can't run, and Bowers is hurt, and it's bad. So Vegas is now only a 1-point favorite. This opened 2, and now it's down to 1, and you're going to see Chicago likely close the favorite. That's my guess. The other one that they're betting, people are not going to be cool with this one. They are not going to bet this, but the market has. Baltimore open -3 at Kansas City. I'm hearing a lot about how the Chiefs are broken and this and that. They bet the Chiefs at +3. What do you think the room's going to bet in that one? Baltimore -2.5 on the road.
Yeah, probably. Especially if they win and cover tonight. It's going to be a no doubter. They're betting Houston, too. That's out to -7 against Tennessee. Not me. I'm not laying 7 with that team. No chance. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Moons next. BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.